Christianity is not a life of struggle. That is why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Good person, we can't call him no more in this church. And he got embarrassed. We gave him his honorarium and he left. That was the last time we ever saw him here again. I felt like that was indiscipline. Because when you rap like that, hey, Jesus, man, some lady will be like, oh my God, this Jesus dude is cute, man. And some of them are vulnerable. They are not matured. You collect number now, they want to kiss a Jesus dude. You see that? Is that not trouble for us? So we have the responsibility to protect the sheep. Some people are angry with us. In this community of Benue, they feel like we are protecting our sisters too much. But we know what we are doing. We don't have an option. We have to protect them like that, isn't it? Because not everybody is mature. And as pastors, we have the responsibility to protect them. So of course, I told the pastor, the HOD, to tell that minister that he was being indisciplined for collecting number. He's not supposed to do that again. Hallelujah to Jesus. That is why we stop people. Because sometimes people come to this church, some of them are coming to look for wives. And listen, majority of the people that will stand up from their house and say, make I come look for wife for church, they are not disciplined people. You can't just stand up and come to look for wife in a church. You should be a member of a church to marry in that church. Yes. It's wrong to stand up from your house and say you are coming to church to look for wife. If you were not coming to look for a wife, will you be in church? That's why most of the time when they come and get wife in church, they will carry the wife away from church. They will not want the wife to serve God again. Because they were not churchgoers. They were never Christians. They only came to the house of the Lord to look for what? Wife. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? That is why, ladies, don't allow yourself to fall a victim to all of these kind of people. Never. You want to serve God forever? Answer me, everybody. You want to serve God forever? You want your children to serve God? It is now that you determine that to happen. You sow the seed right now by choosing the right man and the right woman. Else, all of these things that you are dreaming will be fairy tales tomorrow. If you want to serve God forever, you want your children to serve God forever, you want your home to be beautiful, you sow the seed right now. That is why Satan will fight to make sure that we don't marry rightly. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? He will fight it. You think this thing is about now? We are saying choose the right person and you are just casual about it. All of a sudden you are very casual. You don't want to choose the right person. You just want to go with the flow. What is happening in the world? You want a fair man. You want a dark man. You want broad chest. I mean, in every factor, you chose chest. You chose lips. You chose body. A part of the body for a wife and a husband with all everything you understand. Everything that is at stake. Kingdom is at stake. And you are choosing ways at the stake of the kingdom. I mean, instead of kingdom expansion, they keep kingdom expansion and you chose waste. They keep kingdom expansion, you chose test. They keep kingdom expansion, you chose leaves. So why do you like him? He has big leaves. I thought that should be an insult. You know, you don't understand what people like with time. Because the time, if you have big head, they'll say, yes, your head is very big. Oh, they'll love it. Now, if you have big head, some people say, I have a thing for big head. So, you see, don't allow these fleshy factors to determine who you should marry. Because, you see, if you marry rightly, you are aiding. It is one step to aiding kingdom world expansion. There's a possibility that, you know, the Bible said one will chase what? Two will chase what? But if you make a mistake and marry wrongly, two will chase 20. And all of a sudden, they will not chase anything again. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? As fortified as I train my boys to be sometimes, I always, and ladies, I always I am very careful about who they should marry. When I was telling my wife years ago, we were discussing Pastor Peter at that time, before he got Pastor of the Year that year. So we were telling that he deserved to be the Pastor of the Year. And while we're talking, I said, but do you know if this guy married wrongly, you will not know him again. She said, yeah, is it that easy? I said, his brain would change upside down. You'd be so shocked. There's a thing that women do to men. I said, firstly, you've made a wrong mistake by marrying wrongly. Satan will not easily what? Come in the same. Come in the situation. Before you know, you will not recognize him again. So we must be careful when it comes to who people should marry. They should really hear God. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? They should really what? Hear God. Are we together? I always say this. I said through Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church. And he gave up himself for her and washed her by the washing of the word, so that he present her to himself spotless, without wrinkle, nor nothing like that, blameless. And I did a little stuff there. I said, God said, husband, love your unconditionally as Christ loved the church. Unconditionally. Don't put condition to your love. Well, listen, you are never, it's not possible to be loving somebody every time. You know, eternally, you are loving somebody unconditionally. The love should never have condition, even if you are married, of course. But of course, the reason why you love the person unconditionally is so that the person feels at home to change. Because it is the goodness of the Lord that leads toward repentance. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But if eventually that person would not change, because the Bible did not just say love. It said when you are loving, you should wash the person by the word. So that you can finally present her to yourself without what? Blame. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? If you look at the algorithm little by little, don't marry a woman that is not changed. But you can date a woman that is not changed and be working on her. I don't know that you are getting what I'm trying to say. Did you get what I'm trying to say? Huh? Does Jesus love us unconditionally? He died for us while we are still what? Because some people will go to hell for refusing to allow that love work on them. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So if you love a woman, it doesn't mean you will not tell her to keep quiet and do the right thing. Some people don't understand love. Their love is to the end that anything the woman, they put them in their, they'll call their woman wrapper. Women have put them in bottle and cover. You know, sometimes, just some of us, the way we grew, as if our fathers, at the point, if you are, let's be sincere, I know we don't like to say this thing. There are some points in our homes that since our fathers are not our father. As if our father is our mother and our mother is the father. How many of you have been in that place? Don't raise your hand though, because if camera catch you now and your mother asks you that question, yeah, you are finished. Yes, some of us grew in homes like that, that the mother is in charge. A lot of times because the fathers didn't know their place. I'm telling you the truth. And a lot of times from my studies, because the mothers knows the father's sin plenty. So the father now cannot talk because they know all his sin. They've caught him. See, but if the father was sinless and understand his place as the head, the mother would never do that to him. And the home will go very, very perfectly, because God wanted a man from the beginning to be in charge of a home. A home where the woman is in charge will always have crisis. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? God never made the woman to be in charge of a home. No matter her anointing, she's not in charge. Firstly, the Lord has told us to submit to each other in the Lord. Alright? Meaning the word of God is the highest authority. But when it comes to the point that the man is not accepting the word of God yet, the Bible says, woman, keep your mouth shut. Go and pray. Are you listening to me? Peradventure you have a change of mind. But where a woman becomes a head, there will definitely be a problem. Satan will easily access that woman, destroy stuff there. And if you observe, we have this bent, altered culture in our communities that you should marry a praying wife. Not because your wife should not be praying, but most men are talking like that because they've seen a trend in time past that the women prayed better than the men. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And it's wrong. God never, from the beginning, said a woman should be praying better than men. And that is why I condemn the movie, not entirely. This movie called War Room. I condemn it partially. Not because of anything, but because it will paint a picture that every woman is supposed to cover a man is wrong. Don't accept a man from that parameters. So you observe now that ladies will see a foolish man and are not bothered because they are going to have a prayer room, a war room in their house. I mean, you may be in a war that will never finish. You may die in that war. They will not show you the full story. Meanwhile, God has prescribed for you in scripture that husband, love your as Christ love. And you are asking, show me where God said me person marry person where you know Christ. So you should say everything word for word. You will not use your head and just rightly divide the word of truth. Hallelujah to Jesus. Do you understand me tonight? So I have a problem with that movie because he's painting a wrong picture. That's not God's order. If you observe that movie, she was somehow God just helped that lady. It was the mercy of God. It just helped that lady somehow. I believe it was a true life story according to what they said, right? But some sort of, there are people who their husband died in situations like that. Hope you know. I know of a case of a woman, she got HIV and AIDS from her husband. She finally died, the man died. One or two kids died. What will you say about that? I'm not excited about the story. I'm just telling you the predicament. But what if the women listen to the Bible and married men who knew the Lord? Would that happen? And there's a funny ideology out there that says God does not give a wife. That says he that findeth a wife. That's the scripture to excuse that wisdom, you know, or to excuse that foolishness. That he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. So go search. Go search. Why do we pray, people of God? I think this song Pastor Emma sang, now we can use it. It is the glory of kings to what? To search, to reveal a matter. But the glory of God to what? Conceal. So in other words, when we pray, we are searching the mind of God in a situation, isn't it? Some of you go as far as praying about where to serve. Then you are not praying about who to marry. If you serve anywhere, your life will not spoil you. I'm not saying your life will spoil, but I'm saying something. But if you marry anyhow, anywhere, even Satan will say, let's leave that guy, it's finished. I'm telling you the truth. He fell so easily, just leave him. The woman is equivalent to what we can do. Yet many years ago, I met him in this town, old man. And I told him, tell me, to inspire me. He said, Simon, I've heard about you. I was like, how did this one hear about me? I heard about you. A lot of young people, right? Kaduna, my eyes open. I did a research about you because I heard about you. One or two people told me about you. That was when I just left campus. And I said, I knew you would come and meet me one day. Welcome. Well, I'm going to tell you two stories and you just figure out what I'm trying to tell you. This is the first story. There was a man of God. He mentioned the name, I can't remember. He said, in those days, when he enters Canaan land, Bishop Oyedepo will leave the pulpit and go and carry his Bible and keep on his seat and go back and preach. He said, the man used to be a thief man. He's a thief man. He said, he was well known. He brought the Pentecostalism to Benue State. He said, but something happened. He now died because he married wrongly. He now told me what the wife did to him and etc. He now said there was one last one, the third one. He said, we don't know what killed him, but he said something that was disturbing to us. He said, if I die, take my wife back to her father. Let her not handle this church. And everybody concluded that the wife was a problem. He now went to Babalola. I said, Babalola, he said, man of God. He now said a few stuff. He said, some God helped them. Some sort of. You know, I never knew Kenneth Copeland. This was not his first wife. But they said, this is not his first wife. And he told me, he said, if it was Africa, he would have not survived that. Yes, you know, Africa, we don't joke with those kind of things. You want to go to the church and say, that pastor don't marry before. Say, I don't marry before. I don't go again, no. Hallelujah to Jesus. he told me, and he said, what I'm trying to tell you is that you are a fine young man. Everybody knows that. I was not blushing. He said, oh, I'm not saying that you should blush. You are a fine young man. That means many sisters who have their eyes on you now know how to preach. I heard you know how to sing too. What a combo. He said, this can make you easily make a mistake. He said, easily make a mistake. So he said, be very careful. Be very careful. I went back. I could not sleep. I was thinking throughout the night. I said, is it that easy for Satan to distress somebody? I think if we are dating, the thing does not work. It's just to break up now. Why? I said, if you are married, you don't know. It's just to divorce. I now sat down and I thought that I just started reading history and I said, my God, if I marry wrongly, I heard a voice telling me, if you marry wrongly, they would tell the story about you that you would have risen, but something just claimed your name from the book of greatness. And I became very careful for my life. See, when I wanted to choose who to marry, some of you will not believe it, I fasted 6 days dry. Anytime I say the story, some people look at me. I'm not saying go and fast your own 6 days dry. Because I was scared. I'm a prophet. A prophet wants to hear God is fasting 6 days dry. He knew that this is a matter of life and death. You know, sometimes I sit down and look at people and I laugh. You don't have an idea how, who I wanted to marry. I had my option. Nobody in this world knows. But I sat down and I prayed. I was not hearing anything in prayer. I sang. I still did not hear anything. I forgot about it. They say if you forget about it, then God will bring a vision. Nothing. And I said, Lord, if you don't talk to me, I will die. 6 days dry. 6 days dry, God did not tell me anything. You know what happened to me? I broke up. I fell sick. Because my white blood cells were reduced. I had malaria. After 6 days dry fasting, I was under my duvet, eating banana. Woke up in the night and I charged unto God. God, it's too much. Tell me something. When I charge, I still don't hear anything. So when he allowed me to show myself, I got frustrated. I fell asleep. Then I saw a bright light talking to me. He said, son, I've taught you how to discern. Stand up and read Hebrews 5. While I was reading, he said, now choose what is good from what is right. I brought the person before you. See her. See her. And when I opened my eyes, I said, Lord, I see her. He said, that's her. Don't allow any stupid voice. Also what I've showed you. Oh, I went straight to her the next day. Straight to her. I said, meet me. You have a meeting on counseling department. Because I don't know how to do those things. So I had to use my own church. What I have. You know, you use what you have to your advantage. And it was church. And I was talking to a man of God. I don't want to mention his name because of what I'm about to say. We used to be the two biggest fellowship of couple. He said, Prophet, I know that when you were preaching, you were just adding some things for that girl to like you. I said, no, sir. Is that what you do? Hallelujah to Jesus. I said, no, I did not add anything to preaching. You know, some of you think we got our wife through preaching. When we're preaching, we'll not be looking at them to impress them. No. Although one of the days I asked her, why? Because after that day, I remember I bought her coke. So when she wanted to leave, I said, what if you are my wife? Like, I think we are supposed to marry. The Prophet Simon, you're joking, right? I said, yeah, I'm joking. But when she wanted to go, I said, I'm serious. She went, she was happy during the night, dinner night. She was okay. I was avoiding her face, looking at my face. You know, Mama T is wonderful. She wants to look into my eyes. Those days, they are scoping you, it's you that want to look at somebody's eyes. And I was just trying to hide my face. Even during preaching, she'll be looking at me like this. You know, it's not easy to ask somebody out and be preaching to the person. When the person have not even given you an answer, it's worse. You'll be wondering whether the way she's looking at you, she's disrespecting the grace of God upon your life. Like, what will she be thinking now? You know, Satan, what will she be thinking now? Probably she's thinking I'm a fake man of God. That me, I went, say I'm talking, say I, you just look at her, maybe she's serious now, she wants to write it. In your heart, Satan will not tell, she's saying that, see this hypocrite that toasted me yesterday. Say he's speaking like a good, you know, you'll be scared. What will she have told her friends? Maybe all her friends. Then maybe our friend will not smile during the picture. Say, hey, they told this one, no. I wasn't myself. I think I called her one time and said, I hope you did not tell anybody. Please, just keep it to yourself. We'll end it within ourselves. But you see, when the Lord gave me that word and I told her, I had peace of mind. But, you know, I think she, whatsoever was happening in her heart. But, you see, I already know that this is my wife. And it happens to a lot of people. I think you should learn this. Sometimes you are preparing for a wrong relationship when your husband is praying about you. Don't be casual. Don't be casual about life. I was speaking to her. She said she promised one person that after school they will see how the thing can be, blah, blah, blah. And I was like they did not say they would date, but they said they would see how it would go. I said, Tom, I don't have anything to say. I've just said what I just dropped that. You know when they say where the good master sows, the devil comes. I just dropped my own lesson and left. I just sowed the seed. I did not fight. I mean, I have a track record. I did not fight. I just sowed my seed and I kept on preaching the word. I was watering the seed in the word. You understand? You know, it's not possible that I told you I like you and I'm breaking the word like this and you are enjoying that. You can't. When people are shouting, word, prophet, word, and I told you I like you, you're on a finish. You know, it was not possible. So she met me after one service and she wanted me to notice her. Particularly, she wore a green dress. I will never forget it. She came to me. Yes, that's why the relationship is evergreen. That's true. She came to me. And somebody met me and said, Pastor Simon, why is that every time you and Mama T, I see you people just got married today. You people just, you play like you are just getting. I said, it's evergreen. Because the day she smiled, she was wearing green. We started this relationship with some green. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, she agreed with the green. Yes. So, you know, there's flows. It's not like there's no flows, but we are anointed. We have to take it easy. So, yes. She said, good evening, Papa. Good evening, Pastor Simon. She calls me Pastor Simon. I said, how are you, my dearest daughter? She said, Faisa. I said, I don't look at Lisa. I said, I like the way you are greeting me. I don't know if Pastor Iman heard me that. I think he was close to me. I said, I like the way you are greeting me. Be greeting me like this every time. You hear? I like your greeting. Your greeting is special. She busted it to laughter. I just knew she have agreed. You know, so that's how it started. And how I knew? I said, why do you like me one day? She said, Kai, prophet. It's not possible to not like you. Like, I added this one. Hey, it's okay. But hey! Then she now said, the way you break the word of God. I say, yeah. I get that a lot. I get that. Is that why you like to say yes? But I was excited she liked me for the right reason. Yeah, it was this song. I've heard somebody say, you're so cute, man. Your nose is so fine. That's why they like me. That's red flag. I was in 200 level. This lady was in my department. She was in the choir those days. No, I talk about that because she's not here. She was here. I would have kept the secret. And I was in the library, physics lab, And she came and sat beside me and was typing on WhatsApp. I love the way your face is. The way you move your lips, it reminds me of strawberries. I raised my head. Am I Jimmy? I said, look, for the wrong reasons. People should not like you for the wrong reasons. A guy is telling you he likes you, the only thing he's describing is your figure eight. say, hey, hey, Choma, this your Fugo 8 is a blessing from the throne room. The day God was created, and then Michael too shouted Jesus. This cake. Secondly, a man wants to be in a relationship with you. The only thing he's asking for is how to impress you with money. Be scared. He talks one moment, the next thing is money. He talks one moment, the next thing is money. Be scared. Are you all listening to me tonight? Very important. Self-control is the fruit of the Spirit. Also, when you get into a relationship, right? Now you can pen down your questions. I'll take just two or three, then tomorrow we'll meet. If you are in a relationship, are we together? It doesn't mean that other people will not like you. You know, I used to think that when you are in a relationship, other people will not like you. When I was in a relationship, of course, when I'm still in a relationship, are we together? Well, you know what I'm trying to say. Some people didn't believe I would marry my wife. Yes. Not within church necessarily. But outside, some people I used to know, they still felt like they had a chance. I tell you the truth. The way they communicate, it seems as if they had a chance. Of course, you have to make it clear to them at some point. No, I can't. You can't talk to me like that. You know, I remember one time somebody called me while I was in a relationship and said, Pastor Simon. I said, how are you? He said, fine. He said, is it raining over there? I said, yeah, it's raining. He said, it's raining over here too. And I said, weather for two. Now, it was a joke. So how? I said, say again. So, weather for two. Like, I'm just joking. I said, don't joke with me like that again in your entire universe. It was as if cold catch her inside the cold that is worrying her. I said, in your life, don't ever joke with me like that again. I remember I was talking to one. She now said, Pastor, my mother wants to greet you. And the mom collected the phone. She said, take care of my daughter. Well, I said, I got offended. I said, okay, ma. I actually said, okay, ma, because I can't disrespect the mom. I'm taking care of her spiritually as a pastor, probably. And I said, why did you give your mom the phone? She said, no, I just wanted to know. She has been asking about you. I said, for what? She said, she just wanted to know you. I said, as your pastor, she was suspecting us. What are we? Listen, people of God, that was the last thing we ever spoke. I'm not telling you a joke. That was the last time we ever spoke. You know, 1 week or 2 days after my wedding, somebody messaged me, hi dear, and my wife was holding the phone. Now, hi dear is not supposed to be a problem, but 2 days after wedding, hi dear, she knows it will not be anybody here. The lady name just appeared. She just gave me the phone. They are greeting you. I said, hey! Jesus, somebody. I now called the person, I think in her front, I said, why did you call me dear? Of all the days you have not been calling me dear, why did you choose to call me dear now? Why did Satan inspire you at that time that my wife was holding my phone? You know, if I was alone now, if I say hi dear, I would just say, stop that down. Remove the message and delete the number. But now my wife, I was wondering the kind of eyes. When I was explaining, she said, no, how about, I know you're not that kind of person. I said, thank God. But Satan would have sown a wrong seed after 2 days of our wedding. After many days, problems started after 2 days. You know, I'm saying this to go somewhere. I remember I kept my first relationship very secret. She may be watching online. I kept my first relationship very secret, and I'm not lying, alright? I kept this secret, I don't know if she knows this, but I kept this secret because I was not sure of the relationship. And I'm not being a stupid person. I'm just being wise to my own understanding at that point. I was wondering, you heard what I said in the beginning. I don't announce dating, what if it clash? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So, I felt like anything can happen. Even though I'm not planning for anything to what happen. And one day I was in Jos. I went to minister somewhere. I went to minister for a friend. So after a friend, I now went to Pastor Emma's program. They had a program that time. They used to have a crew, right? What was the name of that crew that time? Legendary. They used to have a crew. So I wanted to now... I wanted to minister in their crew that time. And the lady now came over to the ministration. So he was so happy that he saw the lady. So happy that the next day I now said, okay, can you just take us to any of this mountain? Because she doesn't really go around, you know, just take us to one of these hills or valleys. Let's just go and sit and receive fresh air. He now took us to one place. We climbed and climbed. And when we were somewhere, I thought they would just be by the side with his friend. They now left us. You know, that's the first trouble. They left us there, legendary. Thank you. Because he has been in that business before me. So he was like, Pastor needs space. They ran away and left us. So I said, where's these boys? I thought they should be watching us around. And when I got sister, we just wanted you to have time. We are somewhere. You will see us when you guys are done. I said, when we are done from work, come and stay around. We are just watching the hills and valleys and etc. And when we're done talking, this man of God has announced the relationship in Benue State. Before I resumed, I think he came to Benue before I came back from Jos. He has announced to everybody. I don't know how he got one of the picture. He has shared it, has entered people's fold. Immediately somebody sent the picture to me, I just knew where it came from. My spirit told me there's one person that knows about this thing. I said, Emma, who told you to tell? He said, I did not tell, sir. They just removed the picture from my phone. I said, ah. So when the thing was already escalated, and I said, okay, I'm going to do, because she was complaining that she was hidden. So I did a birthday celebration for her. I put it on Facebook. Now, this is the main story. I had 1, 2, 3 ladies message me on WhatsApp. What was their question? Prophet Simon, really? I said, really for what? Then one said, are you so blind that you can't see? I said, see what? You can't see what has been happening all this while? I said, what has been happening all this while? Now she is close to my friend, my roommate. His name is George. He will remember if he's watching. He always watch our service. And she always used to bring food. I thought it's for my roommate. I was eating. Anytime she, and I used to love the food. Of course I will eat. Why would I not eat? Even though it was not a good thing, but the food has already come. So we'll have to eat it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because it cannot waste. Although I was advising him that he's not good, but I was eating the food. I won't do that now. I won't be part of evil now. But that it has passed. She said, all the food I was bringing, all the jokes I used to do towards you, you don't observe, all the looks I give you. I see. What does that mean? Meaning I'm interested in you. I was shocked. Then she wrote, I'm very disappointed in you. Please never chat to me again. I was not chatting you before. Now, I said this to come somewhere. Sometimes as young men, you are being unnecessarily close to ladies. You know the way you put hearts as strong as men? Strong, strong hearts. Castile, say, how fun at Tabitha? How are you doing now? Honey, you are so beautiful. Blah, 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 blah. Okay? You carry your strong heart and go. The lady, as you say, how fast we had. Hey! How do I pierce the heart? You see that word, sweetheart? It is truly sweetheart to her. How fast, sweetheart? Boom. He called me sweetheart. They want to sleep in the night. Pastor Fee called me sweetheart. Sweetheart. He said I'm his sweetheart. Like, it was so fast. Hello, sweetheart. Bless you. But she's rewinding. She's doing it all. The sweetheart is being pronounced in slow motion in her. He called me. If you know me. Hello, sweetheart. She's thinking of it. Sweetheart. And the next day, you see her smiling towards you. Afternoons, I appreciate you, sir. the worst of all, you are asking her, how did your day go? Just me beat by beat. Every step. After you have said sweetheart, or you have called her mine, like a joke, then you now have the mind to say, teach. Just me what? Step by step. You are sowing the wrong seeds. Ladies are not like guys. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? She now took her time. If you observe, she will take her time. Her too, she will sit down. And just you beat by beat. In fact, at some point when you are tired, you hear, are you there? She will just you beat by beat. In her heart now, she's, you people are cool. You understand what I'm trying to say? You are not in a relationship, but it's a team. You are vibing. Thank you. Then you now have mine to say, what did you eat today? She said this. And I said, what are you going to eat this night? You think these are all innocent questions? They actually are. But you don't know that these your questions are building upon something. More like watering a seed that has been. Listen carefully, because some of you, when we talk like this, you say, ah, Pastor, it's been unnecessarily spiritual. No. We have been Christians for a long time. We have been with Christian sisters. We know them more than you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't think praying in tongues used to kill that thing about that makes them fall in love. It does not. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And at the point, you now say, she now asks you, what are you eating? You people are just sharing. What are you eating? Okay, I'm eating this. I've not been able to cook. Blah, blah, blah. I say, oh, I wish I could help you cook. Oh, but you know, it's not possible. I understand. And I say, okay, let me see your face. Let me see your ugly face, self. What is that now? Video call. I say, why are you blushing? Of big head, they've called anointed man big head. He doesn't mind. Instead of him to say, I'm not big head, they've called anointed man fish. He's like, you know, I was caught fish one time. I questioned it. He said, see you fish. I said, I don't get. Who is fish? I said, no, it's just a romantic. I said, no. I'm telling you the truth. Our love no reach where you call apostle fish. It's not, you don't reach that level. I saw somebody's post of Instagram. They said, Cynthia, when you were just a sister in church, you used to call me Papa. Cynthia, when I started smiling with you and showing you I like you, You now metamorphose from Papa to Apostle. Since I did not complain. The day I told you I love you, since I started calling me John. Cynthia, now that we have broken up, let's go back to the beginning. Call me a Papa. Your Papa. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, this is the way you can be casual. Funny as a young man. And they are calling you those things. And it's not right. If you correct the lady, she will not do that. Is that okay? Ladies are very emotional people. You went further to do video call. And some men, there can be irregularly, you know, I call it emotional mismanagement. At a point, they like this lady. At a point, they like that lady. They are not matured in their emotions. They can't gather their emotions in one place. At that point, you are thinking it's love. It may not be love. It may be that it is frustration from the first one that is not agreeing, that is resulting to seeming like love for the second one. Are you looking at what I'm trying to say? And please learn this, even for ladies, sometimes a first relationship may fail and the frustration will now look like love for another. Maybe seeming like love for another. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because you are trying to heal. Don't use somebody and heal. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Only for you to wake up one morning and ask yourself, what am I doing here? How did I get here? Are you all listening to me tonight? Very important. You can start bringing the questions if you have some. Amen? So be very, very careful the way you handle yourselves. Be very, very careful. I'm not saying you cannot be brothers and sisters in church. You can be brothers. You can be kind to each other. You can help each other. But of course, understand that there should be a limit. Self-control. There should be what? A limit. Somebody who is not your husband, there's some kind of discussion you should not have with the person. Maybe worst case scenario, the less truth or there in the house of the Lord. And I'm saying this because some people have minds. In my 200 level, it's always from choir. Pastor Emma's disciple again. The lady messaged me, we're talking. She used to be a very good singer. Guess what she said we should do? Choose a number. And if you see those questions, they are demonic questions. She now sent to Papa to choose a number. When I looked at all the questions, I asked myself, now me, I'm this person. So I said, you have mind? I said, when did this one start? You know, I left Pastor aside. I was asking that personal question. I said, when did this one start? How did we get here? Like, you are just messaging me, greeting me, and sending me, let's play a game. Are you okay? She started crying or something. She called Pastor Emma. Pastor Emma wants me. And Pastor Emma came to ask what happened to his disciple. I don't know if I took time to explain. I just told them that they should go away. So I can't remember whether I took time to explain to them. I think I now somehow told them what happened or something. Hallelujah to Jesus. But she stopped coming to church entirely. She cut off. Don't put yourself in that kind of situation. Men and women. If somebody is not men, this is how Satan can distract you. Are you listening to me? Your focus, is it not God? Is it not his kingdom? Church, talk to me. Is your focus not God? Is your focus not his kingdom? That's your primary reason for coming to GCMI. Any other thing is secondary. You didn't come here to get husband. You didn't come here to get wife. You didn't come here to marry. You came here to serve God. And if you focus on God, he will bring the man or the woman that fits you. God will tell if you truly are grown up and matured in the Lord, it will, when it is actually timely for you to be in need of a partner, to need a partner, God will bring the partner to you. Because he knows that at this point that you are matured and you actually need somebody to help you to do his work more effectively. You can't just stand up. I mean, I find you to be unserious as a young man. You wake up early in the morning, instead of praying for revival, praying for you, the healing anointing to grow in your life, you are praying for a life partner. Imagine Benjamin wakes up in the morning. Lord, show me her. Show me, are you okay? Have you ever healed the sick? Have you raised the dead? Have you casted demons with just one word, with your breath? And they checked out. What is show me? Show me what? You have not been able to handle your family. You need another family to handle. How? You should be pressing into God. Are you listening to me? Paul said in 1 Corinthians 7, he said, the virgin, for him he meant that your marriage. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He said, let your marriage pour their emotions to God and to their business. To God and to their what? Business. To God and to their what? You are a young man, a young woman, pour your emotions to God and to your what? Business. When the time entails for you to get a wife or a husband, the Lord will interrupt you with that. And it's not be a distraction. By interrupt, I mean he will just encounter you and tell you it's time. You know, how many of you have been there before? I'm sure some of you, how you got married was that you were just serving God and you just had one dream. You were not praying about it. Have you been there before? Latifah did her head like this. Okay, you've been there before? I truly wanted to catch you, but it's like you don't know me in this church. You are just serving God. How my own happened was that I was actually just serving the Lord. I tell you the truth. After one service, I went back home and I saw my wife. She understood my deepest secret. At that time, after church, I would trek back home to Cornerstone Academy from First Camp. I would trek back. And if I want to trek back, I'll leave them when they are making noise. They will just see that I've vanished away. Pastor has gone home. My protocol don't know when I used to go because we cannot trek together to the house. I move. So one of those days in the vision, I saw her following me. So I said, "Why are you following me?" She said, "I just want to." I said, "Wait, let me ease myself." She said, "It's a lie. You don't want to ease yourself. That's how you always behave. After every service, you bend like this and trek back home." I said, "No, I can't trek. I know who I am." She said, "I know too." I said, "Who is this lady? What kind of a lady is this?" She now said, "I will follow you anywhere you are going to." I said, "That's strange." And I told one of my friends about it. He started laughing. I hid it for a long time because I know he will laugh. So one day I gathered my strength. I said, "There's something I want to tell you, but I want you to be serious. Promise me you'll be serious. And if you laugh, I will never tell you anything again in my life." He promised. He strung his face very well. When I said it, he scattered laugh. And I said, "I promise never in my life to tell you." He didn't just stop laughing, though. Do you know what he was doing? When we're trekking, he was laughing. When we're coming back, he was laughing. You have friends like that? Very funny young man. He didn't take me serious. So me too, I didn't take the vision serious anymore. And every time it would just be in my heart. I would just be seeing her. My blood would just be pumping fast. If I just see her in church, I can't breathe well. I was breathing well, sorry. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's how I knew. And listen, to crown this all, I remember one of the very, when she did something so outstanding. I remember she had an opportunity to go to school outside. Now she travels out at will. She can go anytime she wants to go. Bills on her and her mother. And listen, are you here? Now it's 3 million to travel out. Imagine I put it for this to build that church. That's why I would not do that. So their family are doing it. Now, I remember one time, no, for the record, some people go and say the Putin wife go UK, where we never build church. It'll be me. Now, mama and in papa, I'm not inside. No, yeah, I'm real. Tell you the truth. So there was one time she was supposed to travel out for masters, and she spoke to me about it. So you can go. It's like she felt like my answer was too easy, and I meant it. I said you can go. And go. In my heart, I felt like she would not come back. I tell the truth, but I didn't want to be the reason why she would not fulfill her dreams. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But I wouldn't be excited if she doesn't come back. Yet I didn't want to be the reason why she would not travel out for her masters. So I said you can go. It's fine. See, Pastor Samuel, why is it that so easy for you? I said no. This is about your life. Imagine you tell your parents you don't want to travel because of me, so you have to travel. She went home and prayed about it, came back and said she's not led to travel. I said, are you for real? Like, people are not led to go to UK in this generation. Let me ask this question again. People are not led to go to UK in this generation. Someone will come and tell me, sir, I'm traveling out by Wednesday, I need your blessing. They don't need my permission. The only thing they need is my blessing. That is if I mind, though. If I don't mind, too, I can keep the blessing. When she told me, I was shocked. I said, no, go. She said, I've heard God. Isn't it that we should hear God? I said, it's me. She went back and told me she wants to even serve in Makurdi. Walked up, posting and served in Makurdi. I said, this is getting serious. How did she convince the mother? I don't know. There was a place for her to serve in Abuja. Money, everything, they'll be paying her. She still chose here. Comfort of her house. I was shocked. The passion, you know, when it comes to giving in the ministry, dedication, not just monetary. She could give her all to the ministry, her strength, her finances. You know, when we say partner of the year, all of those things are combo flag. If you want to bring partner, nobody will win that partner in this church. Back to back, it's me and my wife that will be winning it too. I don't want to pull you out, you know, two of us. Do you understand? although I'm the first. She knows. We calculated it one time. I was the first. We calculated. I said, tell me the give away, don't give. Make I tell you. Why we did I give her some gap. I'm still at the top. And nobody will win me in this church in any. So some people are like, Pastor, they win, they go. We don't mind. Make you the winner, you're a spiritual father. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. And she said she would not travel. I was so shocked. And she said, I told her I want to get married. She said, let's go. I'm like, let's go. Yeah. Of course, I started saving for my marriage because I don't like all those people come and say, I did not have anything when I want to marry. Then have something. Be serious. Why would you say you didn't have anything? You should have something. I don't like this testimony. You know, some of you, when they give that testimony, you go, if you don't have anything, have something first. I say. Even if you save for 5,000, just be serious. I saved to a point when she asked me, Pastor Simon, how about the hall? I said, paid for, show that receipt. She was shocked. I remember on the call, she was saying, doings. You remember that night? She was not telling me, I paid for hall. Paid for. Hey, God. What are you not talking about? Because I saved. Jesus, I'm trying to say. Hallelujah. The bright price, I covered everything. I talk with boldness. When I talk to my in-laws, with boldness. I don't talk like I'm owing bride price. You know why? There's a way father-in-law will call you, don't want to pick up. Because you are wondering whether he will remind you of the last 150 that you are owing. No. Cash and carry. Now, what I'm trying to say is that I saved. Don't think the money just fell down. And when I saved, God raised men to help me. I remember people who call me many years ago that I've trained them on campus. Sir, I heard you want to get married. Yes. Sir, please, can you just give us the privilege of your account number? Why not? Take my son. And they'll send money. I had money to a point that 1 week to marriage, I bought cow impromptu. They just come and say, Pastor Samuel, they say you should buy some days, sorry. They say, Pastor Samuel, you should buy cow. They say you should add cow. I say, but I thought we have finished everything now. No problem. How much is the cow then? They cut the amount. I just. Now it's not pride, alright? We are going somewhere. I'm teaching you some. Long verse, you know, some people, when you talk about money, they'll be vexed. Are you poor? You know, there's this man of God, I saw his post. It's not like I'm his fan. I don't even like the way he talks. But there's something he said that I say is true. I was just reading his post today. He said he's paying some people. But I go to Port Harcourt. I go to, what state did he mention? In 15 minutes. He said he traveled from one state to another in 15 minutes. And he's paying people. Let him keep on paying him there. He now said, prosperity is sweet. Come and see comment section. It's my problem with you. That's my problem with you. But if you saw many Nigerians for the first time, I saw, he is true, a man of God. Let God, if God has blessed you, let him bless you. Some people now are accepting the prosperity. How many of you have traveled to Lagos by land before? By road? From Benue? Raise your hand now, if you have. Because we have one thing in common. What happens to your back? It pains you for almost 1 week. Am I saying the truth? How many of you would mind to be in Lagos? I remember one time I kept my care at Air Force Base. I'd not used to fly to Lagos before. I kept him at Air Force Base. So this C-130, one of my friends helped him, carried him in the C-130. And he reached Lagos in less than 20 minutes or so. Lagos! I remember, but very, very short time he was in Lagos. Hello, my guy, I'm in Lagos. Daddy's coming to pick me. Just how many minutes ago? And they took off. And I told myself, life is good. LG. Life is good. With money. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I mean, with Jesus. Before some of you would say, I'm beefing Jesus now. And Jesus will give you the money, isn't it? I don't know if you know water. Of course you know water, H2O. If I give you water now to drink and Fanta to drink, which one will finish first? Huh? I don't know if you can take water, this whole bottle water, when you are seeing Fanta. You know, when you are taking Fanta, you can finish it at once. It is, but if it is water, you stop somewhere. I know some people don't like Fanta. Okay, remove Fanta, put your favorite juice. What's your favorite juice? Call it, let me hear. Call it. Keep your favorite juice and water. Which one will finish first? You know why some people will say life is not sweet? They are not, it's not like, life is not sweet because it's not like Fanta to them. It's not like Chivita to them. There are some spices you add to life. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And it is God's will that you all prosper. But as your soul prospers, He doesn't want you to prosper beyond the prosperity of your soul. You are perishing and having money is not God's will. But God can make you to be having money and not perishing. Are you guys there? I'm trying to explain to you. Very important. I hope you've learned so much already. Where are the questions? Just two questions, then we continue tomorrow. Amazingly, I've finished. I don't want to talk so much. You know, these days I don't preach long either. I've changed. Can physical appearance or physical works be a factor in choosing your spouse? I don't know what that works means there. I don't know what the works means there. I know the person will not want us to know him or her. But let me guess. Let me be on the fence. Physical appearance, we understand that physical works, like somebody walking himself. Let's assume that the person is doing things for you to like them. Let me assume that. Is that it? Let's assume that. Of course. What doesn't work with God will not work with anybody. You cannot do anything to please God. Righteousness is by faith in Jesus. Are we together? The Bible says the Jews, being ignorant of God's righteousness, have created for themselves another righteousness. In that, they are trying to earn righteousness by works, and it's wrong. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Any man trying to earn you by works does not understand love. Love is just itself. Like, you should be yourself as a man. I'm not saying by being yourself you should be greedy and inconsiderate. There are some men that are not emotionally intelligent. They are good men, though. I mean, they are Christian brothers, but they are not emotionally intelligent. Like, because the Bible says a man should make sure, they heard Prophet Simon say, insist she does the right thing. Insist. Then they want to kill their wife because they heard me say insist. They think it's fine. She's crying, they're like, I will insist. Even if you cry, I will insist. God's word says, she insists. Cry all I care. I insist. No. You have to love your wife sometimes. You know, she's crying. God's love is patient. Console her. Like I told my pastor the first time I brought my wife into the scene. I called for a meeting with pastors. I said, Papa, she's my wife. She may be in one department before she became my wife. Some of them were not even there. Those old, some, I think just one or two people here in that meeting. I said, she's my wife. We used to be like 4-3 that time. I said, but you see one thing? Now that she's my wife, she's now your pastor. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I said, so the way you respect me, you must respect my wife. By the reason of what? Fellowship. The Bible says, he that is joined with a woman is one with that woman. Isn't it? So I said, we are one now. You have to respect her. You know, there are some people who are, they are made up their mind to have problem with pastor's wife. They made up, any church they go, they are timing the wife. I think I see whether she they make the best way they do shakara. If that woman try me, I go show her. Maybe her, the son, her husband. You know, I already arranged this side. If you have problem with my wife, leave this church. It's just a simple thing. There are no two ways about it. So I say, if you want to stop being a pastor, I have problem with my wife. The day I come to her and I heard that, so somebody shout, one pastor shout on my wife, you will remove your pastor the collar. It's me that put it. We will send you back. Now somebody says, pastor, why are you being that straight? I know human beings. I've been pastoring for a while. Some of them, even if there's no problem, they'll look for problem. They want to see whether she's humble. They are there. They are the ones that determine humility in people. Tell me, so that pastor's wife is humble. She no humble, oh, she dey carry her for head. Maybe she carry her for belly before. They want to be the. Do you know what I'm trying to say? You'll be looking for a problem, and as long as you are looking for a problem, you will see the problem. You will see it. So I told them, I wouldn't take that. I grew up in places that pastors suffered because of people disrespected their wives. I grew up in a place where they taught us. In fact, when our spiritual father picked a woman, we were the happiest. That woman was the queen. Not the queen of the ministry, the queen of the area. If we see her anywhere with bucket of water fetching, they were just there to know. If you see her, we'll run them. We'll say, where is the drum? We'll feel it. We're very happy when he showed us who he chose. Ah, I remember we can use our last money to buy her anything. Our last money, in fact, she says she needs something, we'll be making call. She needs something, you know, Papa said she needs something. We'll look for the money and come and buy. At that point, she was the queen of the universe for us. That's how I was trained. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to explain to you? That's how they trained me. It was a joyous thing. We're very excited because he was very stiff. But when he now found love, we're happy. This man took her love. They will now say this one that he would have chosen. Ah, she'll be blessed amongst women. Alright, so it's very important. You don't respect a pastor's wife. You don't respect the pastor. I heard of a Jesus. I was talking to Dr. Carries one time. He was telling me of how a very well-known pastor, I think from this state, who one time, one of his co-pastors, who is not with them again, was having problem with the wife. He's the senior pastor's wife. She will call for report, financial report, and the rest, and he will be delaying to set. I'm sure if it was the pastor, he would have not delayed. But since it was the woman, he'll be delaying. And two consistent times, he did not send early. And the woman got offended one time. She said, why is it that it's only you that is sending it late? Why? And when she shouted on the phone, he said, woman, it's not you that I'm committed to. I'm answerable to your husband, not you. And I think the pastor heard it. He said, I've heard you. Come over to Abuja. Come and meet me. When he entered the office, he said, there cannot be two masters. Whatever. He said, if you cannot respect me, my wife, you don't respect me. I said, you are not sending something late. They say send it early, you send it. They complain, you are angry. You see how life can be very funny for some people. From that season, problem in the church. Before we know, he has started his own work. You know, I told some of my pastors, they asked me some questions. Said, sir, why did this person break from this church and stuff? I told them some answers we only know in heaven. There's what we call the white throne seat judgment. You will know people that really walk in the flesh and people that walk in the spirit. At this point now, since we don't know, we'll be disciplined to keep our mouth shut. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. There's what called judgment of works, where your works will be tested. So you see, he finally left the ministry. And in my opinion, he would have been 20 times better than what he is today if he was still connected to that ministry. You know, some people, they think they will be bigger when they are disconnected. No. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. Amen. So, very important. So, I taught them that. And of course, that is why I believe with their good morals too and their good virtues coupled together is why they don't disrespect my wife. And I said something, I have a school of thought. I believe, right, if I have a spouse, if you are married now and your wife has problem, I should trust you as the man to not talk to your wife wrongly. Did you get what I just said? Now, if your wife is acting wrongly and it's obvious, I should trust you so much as the man, the head of the house, that you are working on this character that I'm seeing. I don't know that you people are getting what I'm trying to say. and should not disrespect your wife at that status quo. Because in disrespecting your wife, I have disrespected you. And if I really trust you, I should not disrespect your wife, even though I'm seeing something I don't like. Because I'm not the head of your wife. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. Even as pastors, you see my pastors, like when they are even dating, when I see a lady misbehaving, I call them. Of course, I have the power to call them and the lady and warn them. But sometimes I want to give them the privilege to talk wisdom to their ladies. I say, this is your lady. You see how she's behaving? Go and correct that. And they go back and correct it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So back to this question. Physical appearance should not be a factor. The major factor. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? If you use physical appearance, see what the Bible says. We should walk by faith and not by. Very important, as Christians, there's no time we should stop walking by faith. We should always walk by faith and not by sight. If you put sight in the front, some of us that are not fine will not marry because we are not fine to you. God wants everybody to marry. In God's eye, everybody is fine. You are the one that have your parameters for fineness. If we follow these things you are saying, short people will not marry. I'm not saying short women, some of you don't touch ladies. Even ladies want, short ladies want tall men. Tall ladies want tall men. Nobody wants short men. Thank God Pastor Peter has married. The first person like Pastor Peter in this show used to be a very tall lady. When they brought the case and she was crying for one season, I just say he disappointed her. And when he chose who he wanted to marry. When the case came to my office, I looked at her like this. I said, you love who? You like who? He said, Pastor Peter. I said, you know the person we are talking about here? See? I almost said, why is this tall liking this man down here? What did you see in him? Well, the lady saw something beyond. I even get what I'm trying to say. She saw something. You know, matter what, if you have something on your inside, people will see it. I was watching an interview by Miles Moreau. He was asking these two couples a question on relationship. I was just curious when I saw the video. And he said, why did you like this man? She said her own reasons. And I asked the man, why do you like this woman? He said, because everybody in the street liked me except her. What an answer. You see, every lady was so easy to get in the street except her. And she was my closest neighbor. She wouldn't joke with me. She would just greet me. She was nice, but she was not liking me. Like, she would greet me well, like, good morning. That's it. If you need help, she will help you, but you cannot enter her room. If you want to enter, she will push you and call security. Very. And I said, no, this is the one you marry. He made up his mind that this was his wife. When he became born again, he said that this one was his wife. In fact, he said he started changing to fit into a kind of person. He found that she had values in him, she started becoming proud, started avoiding her. He said, but it was very difficult for him. Those days was avoiding her, he nearly died. But he had to do it too, because he wanted her. So he would greet her, and he was not disturbing her. I see now she was interested. Why is he not disturbing me again? So the next time he now managed to disturb her, she now flowed. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And that's how they started liking themselves. She saw what she wanted. He saw what he wanted. And so of them got married finally. He did not call anything about beautiful. Even though he said, actually, she's a beautiful lady. It was because of the values. Truly, logically, men like people that are difficult. Women that are difficult to get. Men like them. Men, am I saying the truth? They don't want to answer. Most men, all men, like women that are difficult. To get to. And tell you the truth. If you think I'm lying, become difficult for men's words. Not too much. Because it can become too difficult at your own detriment now. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? One time I was talking with a lady, I remember, she said someone, were discussing how that the person said, the chart, I was privileged to see the chart, and the person was like, if I kiss you, and she said, what's that now? I'm like, somebody told a Christian lady, if I kiss you, and he said, stop that now. Really? They say, if I kiss you, and what will you say? If I voice you, No, you don't need to be that tough. Okay, let's be calm. Before you say, Pastor taught you bad thing. Don't say, if I woos you, which hand will you use to woos? Say, if I kiss you, I say, please, I don't take that rubbish. Not here, please. Don't do that close to me. Be far from me. Please, mind your words. The person will be shocked. And I said to myself, for the person to have come to this point that he said, if I kiss you and you were giving him breathing space, there are some ladies who will never say that to. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Are you all listening to me? And she had to go and correct that. And of course, amen. As a woman especially, have strong walls. For men, have strong walls too. Because your destiny can be altered. But it is, women are more disadvantaged in this area than men. If a woman is in a wrong relationship, the man can remove himself from that relationship and go and remarry. They'll marry him like tear rubber. I'm telling you the truth. But the woman now, it will be evidence that she has married before. There will be a child calling her, Mommy. The children never follow the father where they are going to. They always stay with the mother. Because the mothers are always soft. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? They don't want to let their children go. That's why you have to guard yourself more than men should protect themselves. Are you listening to me? Guard yourself well. You don't have two lives, so you have one life. Are we together? So don't make physical appearance a focal point, even though God wants you to marry beautiful people. You know, sometimes I think Christians used to take this thing too extra. Because we say, don't marry for looks. So any lady that is beautiful is not your wife. It's not true. Are you listening to me? God can give you, and I'm feeling sad because who is even ugly? Nobody is ugly. But you know what I'm trying to say? That woman can be your wife. The man can probably be your husband. Because now we are saying that don't marry for chest. Doesn't mean God cannot give you a broad chest. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? A broad chested man. He can. God can give you Goliath. I mean, he can give you Jerome. I don't know why I mistakenly call him Goliath sometimes. He can give you Pastor Rome. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You know, Pastor Rome is heavy. He was like this. Today I saw him entering Petra like this. I said, if this one hits you, hallelujah, Jesus. I must say, hey, just say, but you see the irony. You see my protocol. That one is not my protocol. Kai, oh God. I think there should be a change. That's why sometimes I want to travel, I used to tell Pastor Rome to join the car. I'm telling you the reason today. Somebody that ran away from God. I don't want to start that story now. Protocol T AK-47 came. They left me and my calling and ran away. AK-47, this boy run and left. Can you imagine? On campus. 30 men holding gun. I said, Pastor, sir, you can go. I said, I'm protocol. Sir, I'll be going home now. I said, My protocol don't jack my own. Went home. It was the next day he called me, sir. How did he go last night? From that day, I knew that this thing is camouflage. If you see him on my back, it's not on him or nothing. So ladies, I hope you are understanding me. God can give you a wonderful looking man or woman, but you should not be focused on physical appearance. And you see, like metals, human beings are modifiable. I hope you know that. And the only thing is that you cannot add height. Alright, but human beings are modifiable. Metals are... I think you can even modify... just start buying some certain kind of shoe. Yeah. Yes, they can even modify. Is that Praise? Is that Praise I'm seeing? She looks so much like Praise. What's your name with glasses? Yes. Cecilia. Where's Praise? You'd have seen your sister. Your twin. You can sit down. Hallelujah to Jesus. They say metals are... Tell me the characteristics of metal. What? Metals are what? If you are calling malleable, let's start from the beginning. What metals are what? Good conductors of electricity, Porous, Are they porous? Corrosive. What again?
Wait, that word poros, are you sure? Okay. But is that part of the characteristics? Well, let's use the one that concerns us. I did this in junior secondary school in this topic called intro tech. How many of you did that course? Gen Z will not know this. Intro tech. So they call it malleability. They can be turned into different shapes. As a woman, and this I like this point now. I want to hit. Please pay attention. I wanted to do it tomorrow, but let me just. I think the grace is available now. You can be malleable as a man, as a woman. My wife likes me like this. That's why I'm not changing. She told me she prefers me like this. But you see, if your wife prefers you another way, allow it flow. What did I say? Allow it flow. Is this what you want? Okay, so you heard her, right? So allow it flow. Pastor, is that what you want? This is all you want. May it never change in the name of Jesus. Except there's a change. Amen. Is this what you want?
No.
The man did not allow her to talk. When he shouted, "All right now, allow it flow." My wife told me she likes me like this, so I wouldn't change for her. I've told her what I mean. Do you understand? She's okay for me. Lord, give you understanding. I mean, she's very perfect for me. You don't try some kind of things, though. If you don't want to have eternal problems. And what else am I about to say? I forgot. Fear catch me. I wanted to say something. Fear not catch me. So I said, what did I want to say? Ahem. For women, allow the malleability to flow. I'll say something on Tuesday. Some of you think that God has blocked the eyes of men of God and sons of God and fire brothers from curves and edges. Thank you, dear Jesus. Have you read the book of Songs of Solomon before? Have you seen where that child of God was describing some spiritual things with physical things? So they are not fit, you are not getting me. Are you even getting me this evening? He was describing spiritual things with physical things. See, like a disc of a disc, let the disc of heaven. Hey! I remember the first time I heard it, I said, Jesus Christ. And you are the one taking it that point. That guy knows that it's God that is his hand and created all those things. You are shouting Jesus Christ. Who used his hand to create it? You see, they don't believe it. You think it was on the market that created women? It was God that took his time and molded it. He said, give me more sand. More sand. Look at how they are looking at me. What's happening with prophet? You know, men were like this. Whoop. Just throw one here. Move. Like when it came to women, what is it? No. More sand. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It is God that created women the way he created women. I remember I used to have his religious brother as a friend in 100 level. So he was telling me he doesn't like ladies wearing trousers. I said, why? He said, because he shows their... I said, mention it. He will refuse to mention. I said, I don't know what you are talking about. He said, he shows their... I said, mention that. You know what I'm saying? I said, I don't know. His trouser is very big. His suit is a coat. He's my friend. Now he has changed. If you see him, you don't even believe it. He said he doesn't like it. That I should talk to ladies in my fellowship. I say I can't tell them to stop wearing trousers. In fact, sometimes after fellowship, you say that one, that gown is too tight. He couldn't concentrate. I got tired. So one day, I said, I want us to talk. In the evening, after praying, I sat him down at technical block. I was sitting at the table side. Then he was sitting at, you know that chair now? Sat up, he was down. I said, I want to talk to you about the body type of women. I said, God created us in his what? Say image and likeness. I said, Genesis 2:7. God formed us on what? He said, dust of the ground. I said, men and what? He said, women. I said, God created because the women's He said, what prophet, what is bringing this topic? I said, God, who created it? Is it Satan? He said, of course it's God now. He said, I said, okay, that means God created it like this. Why did God create it like that? He said, which kind of question is that? I said, tell me why God created women's body the way he created it. He said, only God knows. I say it's a lie. You cannot tell me only God knows. Stop deceiving yourself. He created it because he knows that that's how men will like it. Say amen. They don't want to answer me. You see? The hypocrisy. Have you ever seen a man with hips? Have you ever seen a man with hips? Will you not run if you see a man with hips? Now, get me. Listen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very serious topic. Most people don't like us to touch this topic, but it has to be touched. It was God that created women the way he created women. Now, I'm not for useless dressing. Of course, you know us in this church, you should not dress anyhow. Are we together? I'm not for that. But how can you actually, what is the right kind of dressing for women? I truly don't know. I just know that you should look decent. But the way some of us think this decency should be, is not the way some people think decency should be. For me, there are some kind of dresses that are okay for a woman. Another brother can complain. So I told the brother, I said, the finality of this problem is that no man is tempted by a woman. Every man is tempted by his own sinful desire. Even if a woman wears babariga, there are some men that will still scan. They will still scan. It's the truth. But this is the focal point. Know that everybody is malleable for a man and a woman. Sometimes some women are not being fair. I've actually judged a case like this. A man was telling me that it was stomach that brought the problem, stomach of a woman. He said, Pastor, I'm not supposed to bring this here, but if you see my wife's stomach, I said, if you see my wife's stomach, you will run. I've been telling her about it. I've been telling her, sir, I begged her that she registered him. I even paid for it. She went once. I said she will not go again. Sir, and I don't want to look outside. I know how I met this woman. I know her. I said, woman, she just put her head down. I said, why? Why art thou not responding to the dealings of your husband? She said, sir, I thought everybody should like us for who we are. I said, is this who God created? No, it is. This stomach is not part of the creation. It was an addendum from the irregularities in the flesh. The eating, the way you are eating, sometimes when you give birth as a woman, your body type adjusts a little bit, changes, isn't it? We are not shaming you. We are not body shaming you. But if your husband say, honey, I want us to go for exercise, is it a bad thing? No. Are you all listening to me now? Because some of you will soon get married. You now say your husband is body shaming you. And of course, as a man, you should do it in a decent way. Don't go and say, which kind of big belly is? Oh, yeah, I can't do sit up. Mm-mm. It should be nice. It's not easy for a woman to give birth. When I saw my wife in labor room, I ran away. I ran away as a pastor. That's when I did like this for women. Oh my God. I thought this thing we used to watch a movie is not that serious. They called me to come and see. The nurses are not nice people. They said, I should come. Where is the husband? They pointed me. I did like this. They said, come. Why will you be there? This is your fault. I said, how is it my fault? So when I entered, I saw my wife. She was looking. How was my heart? Boom, 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 boom. I said, sorry. What will sorry do there? I don't even know. I said, sorry, please. Sorry. Calm down. Calm down. She started pinching me. I said to my in-law, I said, this pinch, my wife is pinching me. I know it's not real pinch. She's pinching me purposely. I think when she was even in labor, she wanted to laugh when I was saying that she was pinching me purposely. Because I know she wanted me to feel some pain. So I told them, I said, in-law, bring your hand. She brought it. I now put her hand. She started pinching the in-law. You know, my in-law was shouting, pinch me, my baby. Peter. Don't be me boring you. I ran outside. I'm telling you, pinch me. If it will make you happy, pinch me. Pinch me, my baby. You know, I didn't have a dog. She was like, pinch me. I said, see, love. I went outside. I went and did my own. I prayed. And when I saw the baby coming out, I just had peace. I called a friend and started this thing. He said, "Wait, prophet, you say your wife is in labor." I said, "He said, you're not a serious person." I said, "How? You are gisting with me instead of..." I said, "I prayed." And not too long from that time, I said, "Where? I just finished the kindness call. Hallelujah to Jesus. And that was it. Hallelujah. So it's not easy. And after they are done, there will be a little difference in their body. No, that's not the point to start telling your wife when she has not even finished meals. From childbirth, you're not saying, this is your belly self. Leave it till after 1 year. Time it. 1 year, 2 months. Then you now call for an assembly in the evening. You come with ice cream. While we are talking, you now put a movie where they are talking about a lady's belly, where the husband complains about. So what do you think about this? Look for somewhere to start a conversation. Say, you have big stomach, huh? You know, we need to work on this. Like, I'm not angry with the stomach, but let's just work on it in a nice way. She will do it. But is a big belly, can't do sit up. She will not do it. I'm saying this because some of us, you know, and I'm not saying if a woman does not look okay, a man, every woman is okay, a man should be looking out there. But I'm saying Christian sisters sometimes, they ignore some aspects that are very important. They think it's not important, it's working in the flesh. There are some women, their husbands say, "Let's go to gym. I want you to improve on some kind of things. I want you to get the way I want, may your waist be." See, as I'm talking it, I will say it the way it is. His sister will say, "Hey, brother, do not." Ha! So you are part of them. You deceived me, saying we are marrying for kingdom. Is this part of kingdom? Radona does not even know what to say again. No, it's kingdom. It's not that this is your waist. I want it. There's a way I want your waist. Brother, do not. Leave it the way God created it. Sister, if you see your waist in the realm of the spirit, you will like your waist too. There are some waist we need to remove, but the waist will be a waist. Oh, Rabaga. Rabagabai. My God. I hope people like men. You like this? You are pretending like. Do you like this? You see them? You don't know these church boys. You see? The church boys, they are just like this. This thing has been in their mind. Man, am I saying it? Has this thing been in your mind? Thank me now. I tell you the truth. Not that your husband wants to register gym now, you are having high BP. Because you know what he will see in gym. Don't stop going to gym. Don't stop gym. It seems you started gym, you started complaining about my waist. And as a man, if you say build that your chest, dry chest, build it. Your wife say people have chest, you just have stomach everywhere. Build it. They have 7 pack, I mean 6 packs. How many packs is supposed to be there? 6. You have half, no half. You not better, you get. There are some men that have stomach. It's like Korea, you know Korea in Hausa? Calabash. And you see, they'll be using praying in tongues to cover everything. Do press up. Tell somebody, do press up. Do it. Men too are not being faithful. They are not being nice. Don't only be prayer warriors. Do physical exercise. We know the Bible says it profited a little. And we want that little. Do it. The little too is something. Isn't it, ladies? After all, the Bible says there's a saying that says little drops of makes a what? another part of scripture say, little foxes. Okay, so bring that little, let something not spoil. Bring it. Bring it. So do exercise. I always tell my pastors, how can you wake up as a man? You as a man cannot do 20 press ups. 20. You are not a healthy man. I'm being honest, you are not a healthy man. One time I told my pastors, as your pastor, senior pastor, I senior all of you. Yet I can run to that side and come back. Some of you would have not reached there. I say it's not nice. As I'm standing here, as I'm standing here, I run faster than all of these boys. It's not a joke. He said, no problem. There's a problem. Oh. Are we together? So that little really matters. We know in church there's a lot of hypocrisy. Many Christian sisters will not tell you they like chest. They like six packs. They will never open their mouth. God, they would rather die with that desire in their heart. They can't express themselves. Many church brothers, they will never tell you I like curves and edges. Why will you hate what God created? You are too small to hate it. You can't. I tell you the truth. That's why sometimes you be the Christian brother. I had an experience with one of my pastors many years ago. I was a teacher with one of my pastors. A lady passed. The Holy Spirit said, look at your pastor. I looked at my pastor. He was doing like this. He was not a pastor that time. He looked and said, ah, brother, sorry. This sister, that lady is like, she used to come to our church and say, yes. Yes. She was our member. I understand. He now started laughing because I caught him. He laughed at him and said, sir, it's not what you think. I said, actually, I'm not thinking anything. What do you think I'm thinking? Nothing. See, Holy Ghost fire, we have prayed days, oh. We have prayed plenty hours. Yet, he was turning around for my good. I can see him. Do you understand? I'll balance this side tomorrow so that I don't say so much and eat into time. Because there's so much to say here to balance it. The God that created the world and destined one person for you. That if you miss that one person, and I miss a few. I've answered this question before. What is your take on this? You can't miss one person and that alone. Don't cheapen God to your logical mind. Say God desired one person for us. So what if that one person is not there? Abba! Give God some credit. He's bigger than that, your school of thought. He would direct your path to find a woman. And don't be asking, what if the woman died? Why will she die? You want to kill her? Why are you thinking too much? You know, some people ask terrible questions. Say, what if God's will for you die? Okay, what if you die? Is you that will die now? God will always direct you. Most case, if something happens like that, which I believe it will not happen for anybody here, God will still direct you to somebody for you.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels, beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.